I have to say, this is such exciting news. Evernorth Holdings, that Ripple-backed company we've been watching, has just filed an amended registration statement with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. It's a massive step forward.
It certainly is. They're finalizing their transformation into a NASDAQ-listed XRP treasury firm. Rather than treating cryptocurrencies as speculative trading instruments, Evernorth is positioning XRP as a core balance sheet asset, really focusing on long-term value preservation, inflation hedging, and strategic participation in the digital economy.
And the backing is incredible. Over $1 billion in committed institutional capital. It really feels like a pivotal shift in how digital assets are finally being integrated into traditional public markets.
That's exactly the crypto treasury model in action. Publicly traded companies are allocating significant capital to hold digital assets as primary reserves. Evernorth's approach specifically addresses that growing institutional demand for regulated, transparent exposure to non-Bitcoin cryptocurrencies.
The amended SEC filing itself is a huge regulatory milestone. They're detailing updated financial disclosures, custody solutions, valuation methods, and governance structures to meet federal compliance standards. It's reassuring to see that level of transparency.
That substantial capital commitment signals strong institutional confidence, though it's heavily contingent on rigorous security and regulatory adherence. Ripple's strategic involvement really bolsters that credibility, given their years of experience in cross-border payment infrastructure and enterprise blockchain solutions.
Absolutely. That partnership really underscores the institutional belief in XRP's long-term utility. It's a beautiful example of traditional financial players and blockchain-native firms finally bridging the gap between legacy capital markets and digital asset ecosystems.
A successful NASDAQ listing would truly democratize access to XRP for both retail and institutional investors. By operating as a publicly traded entity, Evernorth offers a regulated, audited alternative to private wallets and decentralized exchanges.
I love that. Investors would benefit from daily price transparency, standardized financial reporting, and established corporate governance. It just makes the whole space feel so much more accessible and trustworthy.
For the broader market, this listing would help normalize cryptocurrencies as legitimate corporate reserve assets and establish a benchmark for responsible digital asset management. That said, despite the strong momentum, Evernorth faces notable challenges.
You're right to point that out. Evolving U.S. regulatory frameworks will require ongoing compliance adjustments, and market volatility demands robust risk management, plus clear, honest shareholder communication.
Maintaining investor confidence will ultimately depend on ironclad custody security, comprehensive insurance coverage, and transparent auditing practices. But the growing appetite for structured digital asset exposure indicates the market is ready for well-regulated alternatives.
It really is. Evernorth's SEC filing represents such a major step toward mainstream institutional adoption. By combining that substantial capital, strategic industry partnerships, and a clear regulatory roadmap, they're perfectly positioned to pioneer a new wave of publicly traded cryptocurrency treasury firms.
If successful, this initiative could set a lasting precedent for how corporations allocate digital assets, ultimately reshaping investor expectations and regulatory standards across the evolving financial landscape.